John told me that I should write a little bit and then copy it. And as I'm copying, I get close to the material. I see what I'm doing. And then I go on, I get ideas. And to this day, when I copy out a page, and I'm getting to the end of the page, there's no ideas. It always works. Because what happens, you say, I'm not getting any ideas, and then, of course, the minute you say that, you get an idea. So it's a marvelous strategy, and that's exactly how I work. I write for half a day, I copy for the other half a day, and then the following day, I continue the same sequence of time. I think about it all the time. It annoys me. Because we always want to. After all, someone said to me the reason Charlie Chaplin was a universal figure because people that saw it felt that they couldn't get any lower than what was happening inside. And that's why we pass like Fred Astaire, because we can never, ever be like Fred Astaire. And compositionally, I always wanted to be like Fred Astaire. After all, I'm a New Yorker. Generalization is this. Black notes, white notes. Short durations, long durations. In other words, reinvestigating in a general sense. Sometimes a reality principle, not a conceptual principle, but a reality principle of what the hell music is. And then finding some way, not conceptually, but in listening to the piece. And not listening that profoundly, which stops me from getting a compositional idea. I go ahead and write the piece with a very conscious yin-yang aspect. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Not to make it interesting, to write a piece. You know Mies van der Rohe's remark. I don't want to be interesting, I want to be good. I want to write a piece. Most people think, what could I do? I think, what shouldn't I do? That's why when you feel the music is going this way and should go that way, and I went this way, is that you're following what you feel is the logical course of its continuity. Doesn't work now. With that psychology, what I shouldn't do, perhaps, is involved with the fact that I'm Jewish. What is known as Jewish paranoia. I don't feel comfortable enough to feel that everything is on my side, that it's going to work just the way I want it. I'm not suspicious, I'm just careful. People like me could make it out of anything. Take my word for that also. That's a problem listening to people like me or anybody who you feel might have secret information Listen to me. You're lost.